May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. A brief memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept to do as little harm as possible. There's another airplane. This place is pretty closed down. So when I hear an airplane, you know, I think, maybe it's cargo, but there are some people coming and going from other islands. So today's brief memory is from me, DC, and also from Shunryu Suzuki, because I'm going to play you a little brief excerpt from a lecture where he told us he wanted us to start counting our breaths. And I think for a year, he had everybody counting their breaths and he was counting his breaths. So he talks about that a little as an ancient form of meditation. I think at one point he said, he came to that idea when he said he was thinking about when he almost drowned. Now, he had to be more sincere and we had to be more sincere, and that our practice wasn't good enough and we're not ready for Shikan Das and koans, and we have to do the simplest practice possible, which is counting breaths, but which a lot of great masters have done. We're in good company doing it. So we went, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know if anybody was particularly wild about the idea. I wasn't. Yeah, he almost drowned a month before he gave this lecture. He almost drowned in April. And this is May 1969. So anyway, we did it. I did it. But it turned out to be most challenging. I mean, we did it for a year. And I swear a lot of times I wouldn't get past one. I'd go one. And then I go, one. I go one, two. And it, my God, what was happening? I can do it now. I do it now. Sometimes I keep counting. I can count to 250 if I want a nice medium length sit. That's about 20 minutes. 500 for 40 minutes. I enjoy doing that. It's sort of like I just go on automatic. It's sort of weird. And I've gone all the way to 500 without missing, which is amazing to me because I swear back then, I sure didn't. Various people had various experiences doing that. And I'm sure some people just didn't do it because, you know, there really wasn't any enforcement. I was living at Tassajara that year. Anyway, it was an interesting experience. And so I'm going to play for you the Suzuki in a lecture, 6905-18. 518, May 18th is Suzuki's birthday. So it was his birthday lecture in 1969. And it's a good lecture. I stumbled on this because I'm just, I've finished, getting the audiobook ready as far as I can. And before I take it to a studio here in Bali to appraise it, a place where they do audiobooks and a lot of high-end stuff here, I am adding a little audio from Suzuki's voice to the end of each chapter. And this piece I liked, but it's too long. It's a couple of minutes long, and I'm not adding anything that long. Just enough to get, you know, a little feel for what he sounded like. So pretty soon we'll have an audiobook, I guess. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know what obstacles are ahead of me. First time I've ever submitted one to higher authorities. Here we go with Shunryu Suzuki on his birthday in 1969, telling us he wants us to count breaths. Now, this is in the city. He told us in Tassajara, and on another lecture, because we didn't hear the one in the city. Okay.
We have many students now. That is, I think, very good. But it is difficult for me to take care of you because you are so many. I don't know what to do with so many students. I am thinking always that point. And while I was in bed, what I thought was, it may be better for us to be concentrated on more simple practice. I think the most simple practice is counting breathing practice. This is very old style of practice. This practice was for Hinayana Buddhist and for Mahayana Buddhist and for Bodhidharma's Zazen and for various teachers practice. And which is very simple, but which is pretty difficult. Just to count from 1 to 10, over and over, that is practice. I am practicing on counting, exhaling only. And I want you to, you know, try this practice.
So thank you very much, Suzuki Roshi, for telling us that about counting breaths and encouraging us to do so. And you know what? I will. Maybe not every time, but sometimes. I like doing it. You know, when I do it a lot, I do it in bed. If I wake up, I don't count sheep. I count breaths. And sometimes it works. And I can't necessarily tell. I won't feel tired. I go to sleep at night a lot, not feeling that tired. But I pretty much always go to sleep. That's one thing I do. Because counting helps you get detached from the thought stream. And then if I wake up, when I wake up now at my tender age of 76, is to get up and relieve myself. And then I go back, and then sometimes I don't feel like going back to sleep, you know. And the best thing I can do to go to sleep, if it's too early, I mean, sometimes I wake up at 2 o'clock and can't go back to sleep. I get up and make some tea and work. But first, I try to go back to sleep. And if I've been trying for what seems like half an hour, I finally will give up. But usually works. I just start counting, and doesn't go very long. And next thing I know, I wake up again and have to go relieve myself again. Different amounts, different. And sometimes the most is like 4 times, and then sometimes I go all night. I think it has to do with how much I've walked and swum the day before, you know, how much exercise I have. But not always. I wonder sometimes. Okay, well, how much liquid I drink? I drink a lot of liquid during the day. A lot of tea, and then coconut water, and, you know, fruit juice. And my wife doesn't want to count anything but pure water as water. And I say, no, it's water's in your solid food, too. We'll never come to terms with that one. Yeah, well, that was great. Well, I'll come back later with another snippet from Shunyu Suzuki lecture. Thanks, Roshi. This has been a audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I'm DC Pubov, Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Dog and Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.